The Tale of Squirrel Nutkin by Beatrix Potter. On the sixth day, which was Saturday, the squirrels came again for the last time. They brought a new-laid egg in a little rush basket as a last parting present for Old Brown. But Nutkin ran in front laughing and shouting,
"Humpty Dumpty lies in the back with a white counterpane round his neck. 40 doctors and 40 rights cannot put Humpty Dumpty to rights."
Now old Mr. Brown took an interest in eggs. He opened one eye and shut it again. But still he did not speak. Nutkin became more and more impertinent.
"Old Mr. B! Old Mr. B! Hickamore! Hackamore! On the king's kitchen door! All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't drive Hickamore Hackamore off the king's kitchen door!"
Nutkin danced up and down like a sunbeam, but still Old Brown said nothing at all. Nutkin began again.
"Arthur O'Bower has broken his band. He comes roaring up the land. The King of Scots with all his power cannot turn Arthur of the Bower."
Nutkin made a whirring noise to sound like the wind, and he took a running jump right onto the head of Old Brown. Then all at once there was a flutterment, and a scufflement, and a loud squeak. The other squirrels scuttered away into the bushes. When they came back very cautiously, peeping round the tree, there was Old Brown sitting on his doorstep quite still, with his eyes closed as if nothing had happened. But Nutkin was in his waistcoat pocket. This looks like the end of the story, but it isn't. Old Brown carried Nutkin into his house and held him up by the tail, intending to skin him. But Nutkin pulled so very hard that his tail broke in two, and he dashed up the staircase and escaped out of the attic window. And to this day, if you meet Nutkin up a tree and ask him a riddle, he will throw sticks at you and stamp his feet and scold and shout,